Today we watched Alvin and the Chipmunks: The Road Trip. What were your thoughts, my friend?
A lot of fun, actually. I don't understand the negativity towards these movies. They're just really, it's just a good time. I mean, don't look too deep into it, but you know, wholesome.
I say the opposite. Look deeper into it. There's a lot of thematic, great themes going on here, and I really think, you know, it really ups the antes in the Alvin and the Chipmunks franchise. I heard James Gunn is actually in contention to direct the next film.
Oh, yeah.
I heard he's just gonna take over directing all films in general.
Yeah, I heard that too. That's some very interesting. I mean, I was saving that for our news segment, but you know,
are we just doing the review?
Yeah,
good. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to steal the show.
Woo!
What's up? It's been a while.
Yeah, been a hot sec.
It has been a hot sec, but you know what is up this week?
What? Long Shot starring Seth Rogen?
Yes. Genius. Do you know Thanos, a giant purple alien, actually made an appearance in Long Shot as well?
I actually only know him from Fortnite. But go on.
Wow, you're good. You play Fortnite? You're with the millennials, the kids?
Actually,
I didn't think we were hip enough anymore.
Yeah, we're pretty hip. I've actually never played Fortnite, though, fun fact.
I stopped playing Fortnite. You know why?
Because you grew up?
No, because I saw Avengers Endgame this week.
Oh!
Ah!
I did that, too. I almost forgot. Wow.
Whoa, what? What movie did you see? It's almost like there's 22 movies leading up to it. Kind of, you know, kind of like a
small indie thing, you know?
The
go to your local auteur cinema, you know.
So on April 26th or on April 25th, early on in the night,
yep.
Avengers Endgame was released, a small indie movie budgeted at $400 million. Just a little small loan of a $400 million. A little
right.
bit. With this such a small hit like this, you know, you didn't expect much. Apparently it broke some records. Didn't expect it at all.
Right. Yeah, first movie to cross $1 billion in its first weekend at the box office.
So, Steel, Thanos is back.
Right.
He's ready to snap more fingers like a jazz musician. Do jazz musicians snap? I don't know.
Sure. I mean, if any musicians snap, it's for sure jazz ones.
I definitely think it's jazz ones. But they are jazz musicians purple? I've never seen jazz.
The Blue Man Group are they jazz?
Yeah, they're purple man group.
Under red light, they would be. Where were you going with this?
I don't know where I was going with this. Hang on, can we restart?
No, we're far into it.
I give up.
Nope.
Oh my. You know why? Because Avengers Endgame was so freaking good.
Yeah, it was. It really was. I want to pull up my Letterboxd review.
Welcome to spoilers. Ant-Man does indeed go up Thanos's behind. That's right. We just spoiled it all for you. All the people who haven't seen it yet.
Unfortunately, Thanos has the Power Stone at this point and thus can't be exploded. And so tragically, we have witnessed the end of Ant-Man.
What did you think of the movie, Steel?
I thought it was really, really good. It's certainly quite long. And which, you know, it will be at 3 hours, but yeah, I mean, it's pretty nuts. Like they really go for it here. They go for everything that you could have possibly imagined they would do in this movie. They probably did that and more. I mean, it's less like Infinity War is more of like a continuation of the story. This one is a lot more of a culmination of the story and like reminiscing on, you know, the past MCU films and all that.
Yep. I had one of my mother's friends was like, oh, come go see Infinity War with me to my mom. And she's never seen a Marvel movie. And I was like, this is not the point to jump in. I don't know if you can even digest it.
Did you mean Endgame instead of Infinity War? You said Infinity War. I got him.
You got me. Got to turn in my critics card. It's over, boys.
Yep. All right. So exit, and I will be doing this podcast solo from now on.
Okay. See ya.
All right. So Endgame. Hey, Sam,
it's a
come
game
back.
With End. I really enjoyed this one. It was fun. it was tense, and I think I almost had a stroke halfway through the movie, whether that be because the air conditioner at Cinemagic was barely working and I almost had a heat stroke in the theater,
That's fair.
or from the kid pounding the seat behind me, the 4-year-old who definitely should not have been in the movie,
Yeah.
watching some very gruesome scenes, and some little ass references here and there. Little
Yeah,
ass
some bad
references.
words. A couple too
I
many.
did you feel the length here?
Yeah, I definitely did.
See, I didn't. I did not feel the length.
I think transitioning between the first and the second act was the lengthy part, I think.
Yes, when I was in the theater, I didn't notice. I actually thought when the movie was ending, it had 30 more minutes to go. So that's how like out of it I was. But I could definitely feel in retrospect it started to drag right when we went into the second act. There's four acts in this movie, basically.
Yeah, there's a long wrap up towards the end, which, totally fair, is the culmination movie. But
How do you feel like they handled all the characters? You got a bunch of characters in the movie, same as Infinity War,
yeah,
but how do you
but
feel about the
fewer.
characters here?
Yeah, I mean, there were fewer in this one, I think, than Infinity War. At least, I mean, there were more on the whole, but there were definitely fewer central characters. Like, they had less main Avengers to juggle than Infinity War did. And so I think that you get a little bit more range from everybody than you do in Infinity War. Not much. And I really liked that some of them are the ones, like Captain America didn't get much to do in Infinity War, and he's, I would argue, the main character in this one.
I
So,
think Tony and Cap are definitely the main characters in this one,
yeah.
along with some other surprise hits as well.
Right. Hawkeye gets a lot to do here too, which I really appreciated.
Huge fan of that character.
Yeah.
Yeah,
How did you
you know what?
feel?
Let's just go into spoilers. Who
All
cares?
right. That was it. That was your non-spoiler review. Should we
Okay,
give
no
him a
spoilers
rating?
there. Really like it. Full price, man.
Yeah. We'll give it a low better than sex because there's
Oh, good.
moments that are, but on the whole, meh. Maybe.
I think it's a high full price right now. I'm gonna go resee
Right.
it, and I'll probably make that better than sex standard.
That's fair. It was definitely worth it to have gotten those tickets day one and gone and seen it. So.
Okay, welcome to spoilers. You have been warned. Please,
All right.
it's been almost the weekend of go
Okay.
see Infinity War. What
So
are you
good.
doing? Ah,
In
Endgame.
game.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm leaving the studio again. Ah.
All right. Here's what we're gonna do. Think of what you. So think of this entire thing. Think of the one thing that you would not want to be spoiled on. Like if you knew everything that happened in the movie except for one thing, think of that thing and then we'll say ours at the same time and see what happens.
Okay.
So like the biggest spoiler. You ready? Three, two, you got
Wait,
it?
wait, 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 wait.
All right, he hasn't got it.
Okay.
All right. Three, two, one. Captain
Thor
America loses his
basically
hammer.
plays the Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that was what I was thinking of going with.
Oh, we said the same thing. Wow.
Wow, that's pretty wild. I
Okay, what
didn't
did
think
you
we were
say?
going to.
What did you?
I said Captain America wielding Thor's hammer.
Oh, dude, my theater cheered.
Yeah, that was
Did
wild.
yours?
Yeah, and actually they didn't cheer nearly as much as the Infinity War theater did, but that was the one moment that got a cheer from everybody.
Yeah, when everyone was coming out of the Doctor Strange's portals, that didn't get a cheer. But when you saw the hammer go into Cap's arms, I was just like, oh my God, theater erupts.
That was pretty wild.
So I think this movie moves at a very brisk pace. It's definitely taking the audience for granted. Like, they're not doing any of the stops. They're like, you know what? We can assume that they can make this jump with, like,
Right.
Logically in their head, you know, this is how this happened, this is how this happened, we're just gonna go with it and not explain it. I'm okay
Right.
with that.
I think, like, if you don't know something, odds are you're sitting next to somebody who does and can explain it to you
Yeah,
at
for
this
sure.
point. I did some explaining during this movie. Like that person is whoever, the kid from Iron Man 3 at the end. I was like, yeah, that's the kid from Iron Man 3.
I
That
predicted
sort of
that.
thing.
I showed you
Yeah.
that. I
Yeah, that
showed
was in, because he was in the cast.
Yeah, I showed it to you like last November. I was like, wait a minute, why is he in the cast? That's weird. And that was where my
Yeah.
theory of time travel, I thought he'd go back to Iron Man 3 and see him or something, or he'd see him in a vision, but no. Okay. So I think the best way to talk about this movie is breaking it up into the four sections that it is.
Yeah, all right. I'm on board.
The first being just the opening, basically, which is the first like 30 minutes.
Are
Like
we
the
going like,
let's go kill Thanos, like the 5 years
okay.
before. I think that's the first part.
So we're going before the 5 years later?
I think that's the first part. I feel like.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the first like 15 minutes, but yeah, we can start with that.
We'll say anything before time travel stuff.
Okay,
That's the
anything
first
before
half.
him.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Okay.
All right. Opening scene, Hawkeye's family. That was a really good scene to open on, I think, because as soon as they opened on that, I was like, oh man, we know exactly what's gonna happen here.
Yeah, but who
And uh,
puts mayo on a hot dog?
that's what I'm saying.
That's
Disgusting.
crazy. I mean, I'm kind of happy he
Actually,
got snapped, to be honest.
right? That's what
Who
you
puts
get.
mayo on a hot dog?
I don't know,
Hawkeye's
maybe
got
it's
to
good.
raise. Hawkeye's got to. No, it's not. Get out. Get out of this studio.
My bad.
Yeah, get out. Close the door on
All
your
right,
way
I'm
out.
gone.
Okay,
Goodbye.
yeah. Yep, goodbye.
That was the door.
Is he gone, guys? Is he gone? Welcome to the Sam the Show. Today we're talking
I'm back.
about.
Ah!
Ah, back at it. Ah, he tricks me. Okay, so. First act, I really liked it. You got Hawkeye doing his thing. You got everybody, crying. The thing I was surprised about was they're like, you know what? Captain Marvel's here. Cool. Tony, I thought, okay, when they showed Tony dead in the ship, I was
Right.
like, oh, they did that. Like,
You
I
thought
thought it'd
Tony
be.
was going to heaven or
No, I thought
whatever?
it. Yeah, I thought he was actually dying. Like,
Yeah,
because I was like,
that's what I thought too.
that would be such a bold move by Marvel just to kill him off right at the beginning.
Right. And then he comes back probably through time travel would have happened.
I was thinking that, but I don't like when people pull punches. So I was like, you know what? Kill him off right at the beginning. I was like, no one would see that coming.
Yeah, no, that's kind of what I thought was happening too. Like they made it really convincing.
Yeah. How do you feel about the paper football?
Yeah, that was fun.
Great, great
That's
opening
great.
scene. Great fun
Yeah.
opening scene. Especially when we just see Arrow's family get snapped.
Right. It's a really good transition point, I think. Because this movie does balance those two tones of like really dark but also really wacky. So
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and a lot of sadness as well. So basically, we have the Avengers, or what's left of them, go on a race to go kill Thanos, and Thor kind of, snaps on Thanos and kind of cuts off his head.
Right.
And
After
I,
the Infinity Stones are gone. They're gone, so.
yeah, after Thor kind of decapitated Thanos, I felt some parents kind of regretting their decision to bring their 5-year-old child to the movies.
Right. That's fair.
But
Yeah.
yeah, I thought it was a great
I
scene. I was like,
really like
whoa.
that. Like a very unexpected opening, and then it's like where the heck do you go from here? Like a lot of people thought that that was going to be the entire plot of the movie. And then the 5 years later they hit us with, ooh, so
Oof.
good.
Oh yeah,
Also,
very.
the post-credit scene in Captain Marvel, that doesn't even happen in the movie. Like that's a fake out, the whole post-credit scene from Captain
Yeah.
Marvel.
I think it was to throw off the whole movie, to be honest.
Yeah, that's some next level stuff right there. Like
I think
it's
it
one thing to
actually
put two
happened, but they
scenes
were just
in a
like, you
row.
know what? We put it out before. We're not going to recap it like that.
Yeah, that's fair.
Again, we can
I
just
mean,
assume how they found Captain Marvel. It's one of those leaps that we can make.
yeah, definitely. I just think it's a very interesting, it's really interesting that they didn't actually put that in the movie because usually they post-credit something that's in the next movie. Some next level stuff, Marvel.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then we got the 5 years later, blah blah blah, sadness, depression, fun, and then they go see Tony. He's got a family now. Ant-Man comes back. He's like, I got it, man. I got the
Saved by a
quantum,
rat.
those Pym particles, man. Let's go back in time. We can do it.
The rat that saved Ant-Man is honestly the real hero here in this story. Without that rat, there's no Avengers Endgame.
I feel like they could have. You're right. Paul Rudd is the best. So they're assembling the team back together. We're gonna go to the future. Tony's not on board though, because he's got a family now and he loves them 3,000.
But he's also still kind of thinking about it, you know, as
Yeah.
one does.
He's out tinkering and he figures out the equation, gets it, and you know, Pepper's like, you gotta do it, man. I mean, you're not Tony Stark without it. Goes to the
What a
Avengers
supporting
and he
role.
says, let's go through time, man.
Yeah. Oh, what about the Hulk? How'd you feel about that?
What?
The Hulk, the Bruce Banner Hulk thing that appears around this time in the movie. How do you feel about that?
I wasn't a huge fan how they just kind of did it between movies. I understand they don't have time in this, but
Right.
I felt like it was a big leap to just say, I in a movie of big leaps, I felt like it was a big leap to say like, oh, yep, we just figured it out. Yep. We got it.
Yeah.
We just put it together. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, I feel more neutral about it, I guess.
I think he's a great character, though. Big, good
Yeah.
addition.
He's really, yeah. I think, I mean, I don't know. I find it really weirdly fascinating for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I'm gonna kind of miss the Thor, or not Thor, the Hulk Banner chemistry thing, but the combination one is just, I don't know. It's really a weird choice.
I'll always miss Mark Ruffalo.
I mean, I guess
Mark Ruffalo is
he's
a
just
beautiful soul.
big green man Mark Ruffalo now.
Ooh, Green Man, Mark Ruffalo. That CGI is great. I gotta say that.
Oh yeah, it is. Honestly, that $400 million well spent in this movie. That like nothing is really. It's all gonna hold up, I think.
Oh,
At least for
it's also in
hot.
this act that we find Big Lebowski Thor.
Oh yeah. That was wild. I didn't think he was gonna stay like that for the whole movie.
I didn't think so either, but a lot of people didn't like it and didn't think it fit his character. I think it did. I think it was a good
Yeah.
running gag.
It was yeah, I think it's a natural progression for the character.
I think it
Like
is.
Thor kind of became one of my favorites in Infinity War, and it's kind of sad that he turned into I don't know, Big Lebowski Thor, but I mean he's still around, so like, and it works for this movie for sure.
It does work for this movie for sure. Okay, now we're in Act Two. Is there anything else to say about Act One? I like the taco scene.
I was gonna say, that was pretty funny.
There's a good
There's some really good
wholesome
humor.
Professor Hulk moment.
What a good guy.
Captain Marvel got her haircut. That's interesting.
Looks
Not really.
good. Looks good. Wait, where's she going? She's
Where'd
gone,
she
like.
go? I don't
Oh,
know.
I was gonna say,
Who's ready
she's
for
just
four more
gone.
Captain Marvel sequels?
I mean, my theory was that they didn't know what her character was because they filmed this before Captain Marvel, so they were like, we'll just not put her in very much. And
It's weird because
honestly,
her
I feel like,
character in here is better than in Captain Marvel.
yeah, I actually like her better in this one. I think probably because she actually has other personalities to sort of work off of. In Captain Marvel, she had just Nick Fury, and that was about it.
I still
Everybody else kind
extremely
of.
dislike her character. It's because I just don't feel like there's any growth there. Like Tony, you know,
Yeah.
broken. I just feel like she's so overpowered, she has nowhere to grow.
Yeah, she needs to be humbled a little bit. I think she's too cocky. She's kind of like Thor in Thor 1 at this point, I think.
Yeah, I think they gotta make so she w they went with like a serious story for Captain Marvel. I think if they stick to like more of the jokey stuff, I think that's probably the stronger suit.
Right, just send her out into space on some like insane adventure. That could be fun.
Welcome to the second act. Time
Ooh, time.
travel.
We called it. I mean, it was a pretty easy one to call, to be fair, especially
Yeah.
if you've seen the set photos.
Is it Back to the Future?
Was that?
Is it Back to the Future?
What do you mean?
Is it Hot Tub Time Machine?
Oh, because they reference all those movies.
Is it Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Did they even reference that one, though, in this
Yes,
one?
they
Because I
did.
feel
Those
like they
are the
did.
three. It was Hot Tub Time Machine, Bill and Ted, and Back to the Future.
Okay, cool. I missed the Bill and Ted one. I was thinking that. I was like, I can't believe I didn't do Bill and Ted.
They did do Bill and Ted.
All right, sweet.
You fool.
But I think the time travel mechanics, you just have to not think about it too much.
I think they do a good job of just like sitting you down, like Professor Hulk is explaining it. And basically, from the beginning, It's like he basically stares right at the screen and he's like, "Yeah, we get it, you time traveling protesters. I'm gonna sit down, I'm gonna explain it to you right now. And this is the only time you're
Yeah.
ever gonna get it, so don't blink."
And Ant-Man and Rhodey are like, yeah, that makes sense. Sure.
Yeah,
Yeah, whatever.
sure. So second act, time travel. This is where it kind of drags for me. Just kind
Okay.
of thinking about it. Like, I really like all the I like the Captain America and Captain America fight. That's a lot of fun.
That was
I
really
like
good.
the thing that really hits, I think, are two moments. Can you guess what they are?
Well, I'm thinking the Soul Stone for sure.
No. Yep, that's part of this. I forgot about that. Okay, three moments. That was one,
Okay.
actually one of my favorite scenes in the movie is the Natasha and Hawkeye scene.
Oh yeah, that was yeah. We'll get to that later, I guess. Other moment, was it Tony talking to his dad?
Yep, that's one of them, about how to be a good father, and you're like,
Right.
ah, it hurts.
That was so good.
And
I
that's
got
the
to think of the
moment,
last one.
that's one of the moments that I realized what had to happen at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, right when you're
Yeah, I
starting to
hadn't
wrap
caught
up,
on to that.
right when you start to wrap up Tony's arc, you're like, it's him, man, it's him, it's over.
Reconciles with his dad. That makes sense.
Yep.
I actually didn't even like connect that those two things. But yeah, anyways. I don't
One
know.
more,
I don't know what the last one is.
kind of Thor talking to Freegard, because
Oh, that's
he
right,
always
that's right.
blamed himself. And like he's getting like, oh no, it's okay, man. You just gotta bounce back from his mom. And he even tries to save her, and she's like, I kind of know what's gonna happen. You can't tell me.
Right. And he even gets at this point he still looks like Big Lebowski Thor, but this is the point where I think he becomes classic Thor as he realizes he's still worthy of the hammer.
Oh yeah,
Really good.
definitely.
I also really appreciated that they went to Thor the Dark World as one of the places. Like,
To be
that's a
honest,
big win.
I hate that movie, and
Yeah, I know.
I didn't really know any of the Thor locations. I was like, yeah, sure, man, whatever, you do you.
All right. See, I've seen that one kind of recently, and I mean, it's okay. Like, the stuff on Asgard is pretty good. Stuff on Earth, not so much. But I still was like, very bold of you to call back to that movie, and it totally works.
Yeah, for sure. All the callbacks really work. I especially like of those four, of those, like, is it four locations that they go back to?
Let's see. Soulstone. Yeah,
Three.
New
It's
York.
three.
Well, no, because they do New York and then they lose the Tesseract, so then they go to like 70s Shield
Okay,
facility or
four.
whatever.
Yep. The best one was the Soul Stone, so that'd be Black Widow
Yeah.
and that. I felt like the weakest one, to be honest, was probably the Guardians of the Galaxy one.
Which one did? Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah,
Nebula and
Nebula
Rhodey.
and Rhodey. I don't know. I didn't really feel like Rhodey and Nebula had like the best chemistry there.
Yeah. I mean, that scene is really to set up past Thanos finding out about the whole thing via Nebula. I don't think, because they definitely have the least trouble getting their stone, so
Yeah.
they just kind of get it.
Yeah, I thought that, what was it?
Yeah, I forgot that that one was in there, actually.
Yeah, I just felt like I thought it was weird when they were like, let's put the two people who don't have superpowers together to get the Soul Stone. And I was like, as they were like approaching the Soul Stone, I'm like, oh, wait a minute, it's only them two? Oh
Yeah.
no.
Really, I honestly, that's a brilliant setup because you don't know which one's gonna go either. Because, like,
That's, I
logic
think.
would tell you Black Widow has a movie coming out, so she's safe. But then at the same time, it's like Hawkeye's got to get back to his family, so he's safe. So, like, I really had no idea during that whole
I
thing
wasn't
who it
thinking
was
of it
gonna
in
be.
that perspective. I was thinking of it, it's a girl. Marvel wouldn't kill off one of their most like bankable characters, especially for
Oh,
like
really?
girls, that is. I mean,
I guess.
I imagine there's a lot of girls who look up to her.
Oh yeah, I would say she's definitely the most recognizable. Like,
Well, Captain
if you ask
Marvel probably
anyone,
took that over now.
like, I don't know. I still think if you asked someone who Brie Larson's most iconic character is, you wouldn't necessarily get an answer. But if you say Scarlett Johansson, you're gonna get Black Widow. Like,
Yeah, I guess. What about her in Don John with Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
I mean, sure. What about her in Lost in Translation
That's a
with
movie with Bill Murray.
Bill Murray? Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I felt like that was a really powerful scene. I felt like it was a really good, like thematically, like oh, they're fighting for suicide and stuff. That was a really dark,
Yeah,
but like,
it's really, yeah,
because I didn't really think
it's a great setup,
I didn't
and they
think I
do a lot
really
with it.
I didn't think I really cared about Black Widow that much or kind of Hawkeye.
Right.
I like both of them. It's not like I dislike them, but when it came down to it,
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I don't want either of them to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too bad.
I was just like, I never was hoping that one of them went and the other one didn't. It was like, I guess we're just gonna see what happens. And
Yeah, for sure. That's when I realized no one was safe.
right.
Like, I already know going into these no one is safe, and I know some a few people are gonna die, but right there, that one caught me off guard. I did not see that death coming.
If you had asked me before the movie, I would have listed Black Widow as most likely to survive. So
Oh yeah, I would have picked her as one of the most likely.
totally caught me off guard. How about the New York thing? I really liked that going back to the original Avengers.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. But you know what isn't a lot of fun?
What?
Stairs.
Yeah, good one. That was a
Hulk
good
don't
scene.
like stairs.
Yeah.
I thought that was great.
You also got America's ass there, so
That is
that was some good
America's
stuff.
ass.
That's actually probably the funniest gag in this
I
movie,
think it's the
so
best gag in the movie for sure.
it's real good.
It's not funny, but I love you 3000. That
Oh
hurts.
yeah, that's good. That's
Comes
a good
around in the
line.
first act, comes around the end. Okay, third act.
Yeah. All right, third act is the big, huge, insane battle. Is
Yep.
that what that is?
I would say from when they get back, and I'd say right when the moment they snap and get everybody back
Yep.
to the end of that fight.
To when the next snap happens.
Yep.
Hey, three snaps in this movie.
The final snap.
Yeah. All right. Was that just insane or what? Like,
That was crazy.
they threw everything at you.
So
Like, eh. Oh my God. I don't even know where to start with this.
I think it's a great testament to like the pacing of this movie because every time I thought of something and it happened right then. So I thought of, oh, Steve's gonna do Thor's hammer, like Thor's about to get got by Thanos, and I'm like, oh, it's gonna happen. And that happened.
Yep.
And then right around when they're facing off around Thanos, I'm like, wait a minute, didn't they snap? Shouldn't everyone be back by now? And right when that happened, I see all the orange squares and I'm like, or orange circles from Doctor Strange. I'm like, oh, here we go.
No.
Yeah.
Wow, there's so many callbacks in that scene. There's what do we got? I really like the small moments, like when Spider-Man activated instant kill mode. I was like,
Yeah, good
hey, that's a
payoff.
fun nod to like one of my favorite of these movies. And
There's a lot of good
man,
payoffs here.
there's going on. Tony and Pepper fighting side by side.
Yep, that's a great payoff.
That was a good movie.
Let's see. Yeah, I liked the little thing where we had like throw around the gauntlet.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, lots of fun throughout that entire fight scene.
It's probably the biggest like throwdown I've seen in a movie. It's just the most
You know what it
insanely
reminded me of?
scaled. What?
Ready Player One.
Really?
It reminded me of a lot of that, but except I didn't hate it.
Right, except characters that you actually are emotionally attached to.
Yeah, the more and more I
Yeah.
think about Ready Player One, the worse it gets, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm still set at like a 6.5. It's fine.
No, it's
I'll go
fallen
home
to a
and watch
four.
it.
I'm not a fan.
That's low.
I tried to
Damn.
rewatch it. And I'm like, I cannot do this. I can definitely rewatch Infinity War though, because I'll probably do it in an IMAX soon.
You mean Endgame?
I'm a fool.
Got him again.
Got him again. But yeah,
Speaking of which.
I love this whole scene here. I don't think there's a lot to say because It's just so great. I
It's,
don't.
I mean, I would need to see it again to fully break this thing down. I think it's just insane. And there's one shot in there where I'm pretty sure you can see like every a character with any semblance of a superpower ever all at once.
Yeah, was
But
Danny
there's
Rand in
no
there?
way. Probably. I sure hope so.
Our hero, the immortal Iron Fist?
Woo! Bring back Iron Fist, guys. Come on.
Hashtag
Look at the
Daredevil.
bone still. We need to get that out.
We do.
Anyway.
Yeah, end of, final battle. I'm thinking Steve's gonna die right when
When the
the
shield
shield
going.
gets cracked. I'm like, oh man, it's over. Then Tony
Right.
comes in with his own Infinity Gauntlet, and he's like, I am Iron Man.
Yeah, pretty cheeky.
And boom. Isn't that right after Thanos says, I am inevitable?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I'm inevitable. I am Iron Man. Boom.
Good lines all around.
That hurt.
Yeah.
I had someone who had the kind of the ending spoiled for her, and
Okay.
she said even that hit her because they set Tony up so well in the movie.
Yeah. You know, there's a great arc between all of these movies. I think he has the best arc overall.
Oh
Like,
yeah, for sure.
and not just because he's been here the longest. Like he's I just feel like he's been through the most, you know.
I even think
Especially like I
he's
think like Civil War is probably the point where I was like, all right, this character arc is like it's something like super unique, you know.
Iron Man 3 is when I started liking Tony.
Yeah, that's true. Iron Man 3 was a pretty neat old movie.
It was a movie
Yeah.
by Shane Black.
We like it.
We like it. Okay.
We like it better than the Predator.
I think that basically wraps up three. Act
Yeah.
three. I don't know what else there is to say there. I don't think there's very much.
Yeah, that's we'll leave it to the YouTubers who are gonna break down every single Easter egg in that scene. Good luck to them.
Hey, I got a minute review. Good luck to Mr. Sunday.
Yeah, that's gonna
Okay. Act four, the funeral.
L resolution.
And epilogue.
So this act I kind of felt was a little bit like self-congratulatory pat on the back kind of thing.
I felt
Like,
like
I
they
don't
were
know.
doing that as well.
The funeral is just very just pan from one character to the next 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 to the next. I didn't get as much emotion from it as I would have wanted from a
The thing is,
Iron Man
yeah,
funeral.
for a funeral like that, I didn't feel much because I felt like they were focusing on a lot of people that I don't even think Tony met.
Right.
I don't even th Did Tony ever meet Black Panther?
He fought him in Civil War.
Oh, shoot, you're right.
But they never talked, I don't think.
Yeah, it's just a lot of I understand it's the respect thing, but like
Wait, no, they were on the same team, I guess, but still, yeah.
No, they
Like
weren't.
in Civil War?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Black Panther wanted to kill Bucky because his dad.
You're right. But he realized revenge was not good.
Yeah, Black Panther's actually probably still the best in Civil War. Anyways.
I feel like it's kind of tacked on in a way. Where I wish it should have ended is, they send the thing into the lake, they pan over all the characters. And then I like the cheeseburger bit. And then I don't
Yeah,
know
that is good.
where I think you'd end it right when they're all watching the message and it says like I love you 3000 and then it turns off. I think that's where it should have ended.
Okay.
And I think oh wait. Ooh, we gotta
Ooh, I
add
don't
in
know.
Steve.
Yeah, because Steve's ending is quite good.
I think they could have. You know what? I don't know if it'd break. I don't know. I don't know where they could fit
What do
that
you
in.
say? Steve's arc or whatever?
Yeah,
It has to be
because
after the funeral,
it has to
because he's
be
at the funeral.
after. Yeah, it has to be after, or unless you're like just breaking tone like that.
Yeah.
I think after that it ends. I think you'd have people like leaving the house, and you'd be like, "Oh, where are you going? I don't know." I don't know. You'd have to end on something. I feel like maybe ending on old Captain America.
I don't know. That, like, because he gets his last dance or whatever.
Well, that's
and that's
how it
how it ends.
ends. But
Yeah.
I feel like they could have skipped everyone else, like where they ended up.
Oh, yeah.
Like
Okay.
when you
Yeah.
just went off and you were like, these are where these people are. These are where these people are. Hey, Thor's with the Guardians now. These are where
I
these
do like
people are.
But
Yeah.
yeah, you they definitely didn't need that stuff because that'll obviously all be recapped in the next movies or whatever. Like Thor will be in the next Guardians and I would have just been fine with it. Like I would have just gone with it. But
Yeah.
I mean, they're trying to get people hyped up for future movies, which I guess
Yeah, for
whatever. I mean, it
sure.
worked so well for Batman v Superman.
Another thing I was gonna say, I'm really happy they didn't pull the Gamora punch.
Right.
I'm happy
It
that
looks
they
like
just.
they're searching for her. The plot of the
Oh,
next Guardians might
yeah.
be.
Why would
I
she
think it'd
do
be interesting if
that?
the next Guardians they were searching for her. Because the 2014 one never went back to 2014, so
Yeah, she did.
did she? Did they?
Yeah, that's what implied.
But did it? I don't know.
It implied that they went away. I assumed that he was searching for her because, like, the snap went off, and like maybe the stones were destroyed. Remember?
Right.
Yeah. So he's thinking the stones are destroyed. Maybe she's back.
Oh, because she got sacrificed for the Soul Stone?
Yeah.
Got it. I could see that.
Okay.
Anyway, the plot of Guardians 3 might revolve around finding her. Either way.
Whether James Gunn is directing or not.
I mean, he is, but yeah.
I mean, he is, but he might get fired
Definitely.
again. Who knows?
That'd be kind of wild.
Overall, very great movie. I really enjoyed it, and I'm happy
Yeah.
to see it again. Unlike a lot of the other Marvel movies, I feel this one is rewatchable, like a lot, especially at least there are large portions of it that I really want to see again. And the more I think about it actually grows on me. Unlike a lot of Marvel movies where I start at like an 8 and I work my way down to like a 5.
Okay.
I think this one is going to grow on each watch. I think the length the second time I might feel.
Yeah.
But overall, I don't feel the way about it that I did Infinity War. Infinity War, I watched it once and I was like, I don't really ever need to see that again. This one, looking forward to rewatching it. Great movie. Big fan.
Interesting. Yeah, I've got some slightly different. I mean, we have the same rating at the moment, I think. You said 8 out of 10, right?
8.5 out of 10.
Okay. Yeah, I would give it an 8 at this point. I think some of it's just a little bit too like pat on the back, look, we did so good kind of thing. But overall, it's a lot of fun. I would definitely watch this again. I'm going to after school's over. Because I mean, there's so much to process and it's really fun, so I'm really looking forward to it. I watched Infinity War the night beforehand, and it's interesting. The two don't really. They're not really a part one and a part two. Like I felt like Infinity War, like I said before, Infinity War is just like the next Avengers movie, and this one's like, like this is it, kind of thing. I think I like Infinity War better. I can watch that movie. I've watched it probably like 6 times now. I really like that movie. I think it's really tight and they juggle their characters a little bit better than this one does. But they're very different. So this one, yeah, I'll watch it the heck again, probably many times.
Yep, to each their own. I think that's
Hoping that
about.
they don't. Yeah, I was gonna say quick, hoping they don't make any more like Avengers titled movies. Like, if you're gonna, I don't think we need any more big team ups like this. I think this was the, a really good place to end it. I hope if they do
They
future movies.
won't end it though.
Well, they won't end it, but I'm saying like I hope that future movies aren't titled Avengers. Like I don't think there should be another Avengers movie,
I don't think
I think
so.
that.
I think this should be the end of like the Avengers saga.
I mean, yeah,
To be
but certainly
honest,
not for the MCU.
I can't see myself caring about any of the characters that are really left.
Really?
Except for a few of
Thor's
them.
left. You got
I don't
Thor,
really
the
care about
Guardian.
Thor still. I care about the Guardians. I care about Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
And that's kind of it. Maybe Ant-Man, I guess, but not really.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like a lot of them. In Civil War, I think he's a little less interesting in his own movie, and obviously in these ones he's just part of like the huge machine, so doesn't get too much screen time.
I just don't feel how like you can top this, to be honest.
Oh yeah, I don't think they should try to top it.
I think it would be a big mistake to try and top it,
right? Because like Spider-Man Far From Home looks really, really good in its own right, and I think a lot of those smaller, you know, self-contained movies, those are some of the best ones in the MCU. So.
Oh, did you like that they kept Captain Marvel out of, like, the whole movie?
Yes, except I didn't like that they didn't explain it.
Like, I don't even care. I was a huge fan. She wasn't a part of the movie.
And I was like, why weren't you just here? Whatever.
I was not a fan of her at all in any part. So
okay.
The less she's in there, the better.
I definitely liked her better here. So
yeah, definitely better than her solo movie.
I wish she was in it more actually, so she would maybe have grown on me a bit more as a character. But yeah, what can
now you that do? We got done beating Captain Marvel into the ground. Hey, Captain welcome Marvel to the
is okay. It's fine. It's in the room.
Welcome to the Beat Captain Marvel Into the Ground podcast. I'm your host, Sam Sonneben, and Steel is not here with me today because he thinks Captain Marvel is a good character.
I didn't say that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Oh my god, let me wrap up the show.
I'm sorry, you keep putting things in.
But you keep pulling things out.
Do the wrap up.
Thank you guys for listening to this episode of the podcast / a review of Endgame. You can find our podcast where, Steel?
Well, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Anchor, and probably any other podcast website. As I'm sure you heard in our beautiful Anchor ad that had to be placed in the middle of the podcast.
I'm sure you did. And thank you to everyone who listened. Goodbye.
Adios. And remember,
steal the show.
Nice.